This episode of Zoom is presented by Hyundai. There's a place where many NFL players go to achieve greatness. All who strive for excellence are welcome to this place, no matter what color each wears on Sundays. It is here where one man's competitive drive has inspired athletes to go beyond their limits. This place is Camp Fitzgerald, Minnesota. Seed was planted in a young Larry Fitzgerald years ago by then-star NFL wide receiver Chris Carter. Fitzgerald, at the time a Vikings ball boy, saw firsthand what it took to become the best.
Being a ball boy, I got to know Chris Carter on a really good personal level. I'm still very close with him, but he invited me to come down to Florida and train with him and, you know, all the rest of the Vikings and all the rest of the players from the NFL. He used to have 40 or 50 NFL guys training in Boca Raton, and I remember seeing that camaraderie, the guys working and sweating and getting the exercise in and getting ready for the season. And, you know, I kind of wanted to emulate that same thing. And so I took his trainer, Bill Welly, and brought him on with myself. And we kind of do the same thing here in Minnesota now.
Larry always says he's trying to keep his job because somebody's trying to take it. He always constantly is pushing himself and trying to be a better athlete and better receiver overall. And I think a lot of guys are starting to look at that and say, you know what, if I want to stay in this league, this is what I'm going to have to do.
Word of these workouts has spread across the NFL. After watching Fitzgerald make 6 of the last 7 Pro Bowls, others have come to realize that to be like Fitz, it takes sacrifice. Translation, no off-season.
Obviously, my play has said that I do work, and then other guys around me that have come and worked out, you know, can vouch for that, and that kind of just spreads, and so guys just show up, and it's a lot of fun.
It's wonderful, man. It shows that a guy cares, and, you know, and no matter how big and how great he could be, you know, he still gives back, and, you know, he's looking to help everybody else, you know, succeed and, you know, do the same thing he's doing.
I mean, it's a great opportunity just to get better, and working with a guy like that, you know, one of the best receivers in the league today, and, you know, probably a Hall of Famer.
It's great because, you know, he's pushing me to my limits, and, you know, he's getting me better every single day. For him to put me under his wing and, you know, guide me through this whole, you know, first year is pretty great.
That's the type of guy you want to work out with, a hard worker. You know, he's very respectable, and he puts it all out on the field. So that's why I come and get the best training here. You know, he pushed me to the limit every time.
I love to compete with other people. You know, it's one thing to work out on your own, but to be able to come out and do it with other guys that have the same common goals as you do makes it a lot more fun.
We all want to get better. You know, coming out here, working out with Fitzgerald Camp, you know, learning from one of the best in the league. It's a lot of work, but, you know, you got to train with the best to be the best.
Fitzgerald hosts the group of aspiring NFL stars at the University of Minnesota for a month each summer, typically in late June, early July. The men work out daily from 8 a.m. until noon, with a focus on conditioning and route running, while also following Fitzgerald's personal weight training program. Attention is paid to details. The men sacrifice their personal time for what hopes to be a big payoff, a physical and psychological edge come training camp.
Guys that are coming in the first time, they'll come in and it's, holy cow, that was hard. Like, I haven't done that since first year of college. But you know, what I'm trying to portray to the guys, it's not only physical, it's mental, okay?
To come out here and beat yourself every day, this isn't easy. It's humid out here, and you're doing it for a month. I feel like I'm gaining a mental edge out here on the competition. And I don't just mean other teams, I mean within our own team. So I feel like this is the best thing I can possibly do, otherwise I wouldn't be here. This is a sacrifice.
He has the workout laid out for everybody, and we all just go out there and look at the book or ask each other what's going on, because we're all trying to do the same thing and get a good workout. It's working for him, so, you know, it's got to work for everybody else, and we keep doing it.
Having the camp in Fitzgerald's hometown has special meaning for local athletes who have followed in Larry's footsteps and realized their own NFL dreams.
Obviously, growing up in Minnesota, Larry Fitzgerald is a well-known person around here and a role model for younger kids. And I looked up to him coming up through through high school and college and stuff and into the NFL. And I know how hard he works, and I just want to try to get myself up to where he is.
You know, there's not too many guys who, you know, from Minnesota, you know, who make it to the main level, you know, being in the NFL or the MLB or something like that. So, you know, you get great recognition when you're from here. He loves to help people, and, you know, he's giving me the time to come up here and work with him, and that's getting me better.
He realizes what, you know, the city has given him growing up through here, and, you know, he definitely conveys that back in his time and his donations to charity up here. And, you know, that's just kind of, you know, who he is as a person. I mean, he's just very humble, you know, hardworking guy.
Camp Fitzgerald isn't all business. After a grueling morning workout, Larry hosts lunch at his house, perched above one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes. His enthusiasm for fun and camaraderie is only surpassed by his commitment on the field.
That's how I live. I work hard, but then I play hard. The hard work has been done already. You know, it's noon. It's time to go relax now.
You get to go, you know, to his lake house and spend time right there on the water and in the jet skis and things such as that. And then when it's time to play football, we take care of that business side of it. So, you know, we're almost done working out for the day, so I look forward to get back on the lake.
It's cool. I mean, you just go there and get a good lunch in and just go on the lake, jet skis and stuff. I mean, just a normal day at Fitz house.
He's a kid at heart. He likes to have fun. When we get on the lake, he's going to have as much fun as he can and play like a kid. And this is one of the only times, you know, he can do that.
One, two, three. Fish.
The players scatter for home just days before training camp begins. The goal each year is to be more prepared than ever for the rigors of an NFL season. But more importantly, to inch closer to the dream they collectively share.
So I kind of look at it as a fraternity. It's one of those things that it's a privilege. It's all of our dreams to be here. We're all working for, honestly, the same common goal, and that's to win the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year. There's 31 teams that are pissed off that they didn't win it. But we're still working hard to try to attain that goal, and that's really what the ultimate reason is we're here working.
You know, he doesn't get where he is by not working, and it benefits him to have everybody out here too now. It's always harder to work by yourself. So to have everybody out here is good for him too. And so his favorite verse is iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And so that kind of sums up this whole experience.
This episode of Zoom has been presented by Hyundai.